Hello.
Hello.
I'm Randy. I just want to take in everybody. I know some of you are my friends, some of you are brand new to me, and I just want to say hello. And I want to thank Janice for having us here. Was that not awesome? Are your chakras just blown open at this point with that? I mean, one of those beautiful notes that you were singing, I could feel my heart just go, wow, like this. It was so wild. So, thank you. For those of you who don't know me, I'm an energy healer. I have a practice here in Reisterstown. And about 4 or 5 years ago, I started channeling. It was a little bit spontaneous. I was meditating, and I started receiving messages. And a good friend of mine helped me kind of practice. And the beings that came to me call themselves the Federation of Councils. They are a varied group of otherworldly beings, and they always share these incredible messages for us as people. They come in with a holistic point of view for us in this world today. And so what I believe is going to happen today is that I will talk for about a half an hour, and then I'll open it up and see if anybody has any questions that you'd like. And you can ask something personal, you can ask something global, or it doesn't matter. Whatever you'd like to ask. So I'm going to begin by inviting in my family of light. And if you haven't heard of that before, these are our soul families. These are the beings that exist far beyond the planet Earth, where we really came from. And so I want all of us to close our eyes for a minute and take a moment to invite in all of our families of light to join us here in this moment today to fill the room, and let's party. You know, let's all of it come in, because we're so much more than our physical beings who we see here in front of us and in the mirror. And so you can begin to do this by aligning a little bit more even than what we've been offered already today. As you inhale, you can breathe your breath down into the root of your spine, down into your tailbone. And as you exhale, you can allow that breath to move all the way up your spine to the top of your neck. And let's just take a moment to continue this. And you may actually feel, if you're not used to doing this yourself, you may feel a vibration moving up and down your spine. And this calms the nervous system and allows us to be more open to receiving the energies beyond the physical. And we welcome in our families of light. And we call in the beings who would like to be with us today here in this beautiful space filled with magic. And they'd like me to invoke the violet ray. I call upon the Elohim of the violet ray to pour divine transmutation through all that I am. I call upon the amethyst ray to transform every cell, every atom of my bodies into higher light. I call upon the violet flame to burn within my soul and release all veils that separate me from spirit. I call upon the violet flame to burn away my illusions, to burn away my resistances, and transmute my fear to love. I call upon the Elohim of the silver ray to pour divine grace through my bodies. I call upon the Elohim of the silver ray to release all karmic patterns, to release all pockets of resentment, that I may know joy. I call upon the Elohim of grace to fill my being with forgiveness, to fill my life with gratitude, and fill my heart with celebration. I call upon the Elohim of the silver ray to release my bindings of pettiness, to break the yoke of hatred and free my soul. I call upon the Elohim of grace to fill me with the joy of living now. Thank you. So as our guides and our families of light come in, the first thing they want us to remember is that we are them, okay? I hear so often that, we want to pray to our guides, we want to pray to God, we want to ask for things to happen to us, we want to ask for things in our life. And I find it so interesting because we are that, okay? I want to give you the message and I want to help you take it into your heart that you and God are not separate beings, that you and your guides are not actually separate beings, and that oftentimes you have been the guide for your guides. We are the expansion. We are the expanded versions of ourselves already. We already exist in that level. And we live on this planet to forget that. It's so odd. We live on this planet to forget that and to play this game. I recently watched the movie Bagger Vance again. I don't know if anyone's seen Bagger Vance. I know. If you haven't watched it, it's with Matt Damon and Will Smith. And Bagger Vance reminds us that this game we are playing is not a game to be won, but it is a game that we have to play. You know, our guides want to talk to us today about change. We're in the midst on this planet of a huge amount of change. It's uncomfortable. We want you to remember that none of this is new. Anything that you see happening in the world today, it's not new. It's not sudden and it's not different. It's part of being here on the planet and it's always been here. We are more aware of it more often because of media. You know, we're constantly seeing what's happening in the world. We're constantly hearing about it, constantly. It's constantly in our face. We've certainly living now in a country where, this is my assumption, but that most of us are not in alignment with some of the things that are going on. But again, what's happening on this planet is that this information is rising to the surface. It's not that it's new or that it's different or that it's sudden or that there's more of it than there was before. It's just that it's rising to the surface. And I'd like to remind you that everything that happens on this planet is a mirror of what's already going on inside of us. And I challenge you, any one of you in this room, to tell me and to tell yourself that you don't feel some of what you're seeing happening on the planet. Who among us don't judge? Who among us don't feel angry? Who among us don't feel scared? It's just what we're seeing happening outside of us kind of erupting to the surface, but it's already us. And we're seeing it because it needs to be that uncomfortable for us to say, I won't anymore. I was listening to Safi's song. Really, I can't say anything more than what you've already said, but this idea of not being afraid anymore is huge, because all of these feelings stem from being afraid. It stems from two fears: the fear that we're alone, and the fear that we're going to die. Okay, these are our fears. Every single thing that we feel that is more of a lower vibration or a lower emotional feeling is based on those two fears. The guides want us as light workers to continue to hold the light on the planet even though all of this is going on. This is our job. This is what we signed up for. This is why we're all here right now at this time that this is all going on, you know? We all agreed to be here. I know. I don't know why either, but we did. What were we thinking? It all seemed so easy on the other side. It was like, yeah, I'll sign up for that. Our job is so incredibly important right now that we stay out of that place of fear, that we become the watchers and the witnesses instead of the joiners. There's always the question, I hear this a lot from people, you know, I don't know how much to turn off and I don't know how much to join in. I really don't know. I can't decide, should I know what's going on? Is it healthier to not know what's going on? And I've been asking the guides this, and the answer that they give is this. If there's something that you see on this planet that breaks your heart, find something to do about it. Find a way to join in. Find a way to contribute to the change. But if you're just going to take part in something, listen to it, hear it, know about it, so that you can be more angry, that doesn't serve anyone. It doesn't serve anything. So if you're finding that you're listening to the news and you're pissed, turn the news off. If you find that you hear about a law that's about to be passed and you can't, for the life of you, let it go, join the fight. If you find that all you want to do sometime is turn everything off and sit in your home and meditate, that is the very best thing that you can do for the planet. You know? We think in this country that we have to act. We think in this country that we have to do stuff, that we have to show up, that we have to make noise. That is the masculine way of being. And I don't say that to the denigration of men. It's not about men. It's about the masculine way of being. It's about an energy that this country has carried for a long time that is the energy of action. And as we're sitting here today, and as the feminine energy is starting to rise again on the planet, and they're showing me how the planet itself, as a feminine being, is in her own disruption as the feminine energy is rising, almost like you can see the feminine energy as lava flow underneath the earth and beginning to push its way up through the crust and stretch and open itself up and release all of the tension that it's been holding inside for so long. We're asked to begin to practice feminine ways of being which is to sit in silence, to sit in receptivity, to sit in being okay. Now, that's not all the feminine energy does. There's plenty of other things the feminine energy does. The feminine energy is the impetus of creation. The masculine energy is the movement of creation, but the feminine energy is the thought before the thought of creation. The feminine is the spark. The spark is discovered through inner peace, not through anger. The spark may invoke us to act out, but it starts from coming in. You know? So the guides ask us to find our alignment every day. The guides ask us to find ways to be okay as we go through all of this. The Metatron channels tell us that we are, and don't shoot the messenger here, but we are about to enter 2 7-year cycles of chaos. Yeah. Yeah, we have to be ready for this. Everybody's like, no. Well, of course, yes. And astrologically, it hit at the beginning of March. There's been a lot of eruption prior to that, but astrologically, those 2 7-year cycles hit at the beginning of March. So we've got a lot to look forward to. Yeah. There's going to be a ton of change on this planet. But we're okay. You know, we're okay. And you know why we're okay? Not necessarily because physically we're not going to be affected, but because this planet and this experience is such a tiny part of who we are. I know it feels like it's the only thing. It's designed to feel like it's the only thing. But in actuality, it's a tiny, tiny little piece of the pie of who we are as spiritual beings, as souls. Our soul divides into 12 aspects. And so there are 11 other aspects of my soul and your soul living at this moment. Some here on the planet, some on very other planets, some in other dimensional realities. And in truth, we're not even here in this physical reality. This, I know, hard to imagine, but we're not even here in this physical reality 100% of the time. Not just when we sleep, but constantly throughout the day, we blitz in and out of our awareness of being here. We are in constant interaction with other aspects of ourselves. So that's kind of cool. And if this aspect of ourself feels threatened, there are 11 other aspects of ourselves that don't. The willingness to understand ourselves as multidimensional beings right now is so important because we have to separate a little bit from what's going on here. And we have to connect more and more to who we really are. It's just going to be imperative for the next 14 years. I'm so thrilled that we have places like this that we can come and be together, because being together like this raises our vibration, reminds us that there are others like us, reminds us that we can come to a place where there's peace and receive it, and own it and feel it, so that we can take it home with us and remember what it is. You know? A lot of times when I'm meditating, when I'm channeling, I feel the vibration in my body and I put a color to it so that I can hold the memory of that and come back to it later. So I wonder if maybe you'd be open to closing your eyes right now, feeling the energy in the room, and finding a way to describe it to yourself that you can hold it and hold on to it. Own the feeling because it's yours. And let it expand through your body. And find out what it's doing. Is it warming you? Is it grounding you? Is it expanding you? Is it lifting you? Own it so that you can remember it, that in times of stress you can come back to this. You can say, right, there's a key that I can come back to. You can open your eyes whenever you feel ready. The guides want us to be really careful about our minds and our thoughts. It's so easy to kind of, on a daily basis, become unaligned or misaligned. I was thinking about driving here today, just driving out of my neighborhood. Some large black car behind me just decided to ride, you know, my bumper and sort of pushed me along the road there, and how frustrating it was. I ended up pulling over and just being like, allowing them to go by. But it's so easy to get caught up in that stuff every day, you know? It's so easy to not even think and not even recognize those moments of what the guides call microaggressions. Microaggressions, you know? I mean, we don't think of ourselves. We light workers are like, wow, I'm so above that. I don't do that. We don't even think of ourselves in that way, you know? But we need to recognize how often we fall into that, just automatically. Whether it's at home with those we love, whether it's on the road with strangers, whether it's by watching the news and determining who we connect, you know, who we agree with and who we do not agree with. And let me tell you what I think of those people and what I wish for them, you know? But it's so easy to fall into that. And again, if it means turning everything off so that we're not falling into that, it's important to do that. If it's about meditating every day so that we're more and more aware of our thoughts, more and more calm for more often, all of these things are very important at this point, very important. It's important to stay in this place of knowing that we're okay. It's important to release the worry that we're alone because we're not. And whatever your spiritual practice is to remind yourself of that, do it. And it's important to remember that we don't have to be afraid we'll die. Because God forbid we lose those we love, and yet at the same time, our spirit goes on to bigger and better things all the time. We've done it millions of times already. We've been on this planet, for some of us, you know, 10 times, for some of us 80 times, for some of us hundreds of times already. We've already done this. We wouldn't be here now if we hadn't, because now is the important time for us to remember who we are and hold space like this for the planet to go through what she's going through. And for humanity to once again go through this, because humanity has done this many times already. From what I understand, there were already 5 mass exoduses of this planet, which means there have been 5 major cultures, major societies on this planet that have gone through crises like this. So I just got this message. Okay, we're done. We can open for questions. So does anybody want to ask questions about what we're talking about here, other things? Anybody have anything they'd like to contribute? The woman in orange raised her hand very first.
You're saying that we've been through this 5 times before. Can you let us know what the last time was? When the last time was?
They're showing me that there's, they're showing me Noah's Ark, the Great Flood. That was not the first time there was a Great Flood. And they're showing me that Atlantis had a lot, that and Atlantis were connected. So the fall of Atlantis.
Randy, can you repeat your question?
Oh, I'm so sorry. She asked about the 5 other mass exoduses on the planet. What was the last one? And so the answer was this time of Noah's Ark. Yeah.
What's the purpose of the 5 times? Why do we don't achieve the highest one and finish it? Why do we have to come back over and over? We achieve something and then disappear.
So the question is, what's the purpose of all of that? Right? Huge question. People have written books on this. Let me start answering the question this way. For God, there is absolutely no purpose to that. Okay, so we need to remove the idea that God has done something to us or is doing something to us or, you know, isn't happy with us or blah, blah, blah. And so God's going to end it all and then we're going to start over again. That's absolutely not how it happens. God does not see us any differently than God sees itself. We are aspects of God. And so God does not look at us in any way as less than. Can you even imagine that? I mean it seriously. Can you even imagine that God is not judging us? It's almost impossible because we haven't lived in a world where we're not judged. And so to think that there's a being who doesn't judge us is like mind-blowing. But there's no judgment from anyone above this planet. And none of us are here because we're not good enough. That's the other thing that's got to go. Got to go. We are aspects of God who have chosen from a place of mastery that we want to come down here and give this a shot. And I'll tell you why. Because this is the hardest place to be. Because if I wanted mastery and I was in the 12th dimension, I would have mastery in a nanosecond. It wouldn't take a blink of an eye for me to master whatever it was I want to master. But when I'm here, it takes me a decade to master something. And when I finally do, my family of light throws a party because they're like, you have done something that we could not possibly do. You have mastered while you're in physical form in a 3D environment, And that's crazy. Okay? So that's how good we are. That is how good we are. They do not like us thinking that we're not them and that we can't compete with them. That pisses them off, if they could be mad, which they don't ever get. And that's the other thing. And if you were to read my book, which Safi was talking about, I will just tell you that in the book you will see that if you ever channel and you get a nasty message or a test, you are not channeling your family of light. It's not coming from them. That might be coming from your earth family messages, but it's not coming from your family of light. So what happens on this planet is that humans get caught up in stories, get caught up in fears, and we kind of screw things up, and the earth goes, I can't really do this right now, and, you know, civilizations go away, and then they get reborn, and we're like, all right, I'm going to do it this time, and that's the only purpose, is to discover our mastery. That's it. I'm going to answer you. You had a question for a while.
You said there's 11 other of ourselves.
Yes. So
is it possible or necessary to be in touch with those other 11 selves? Kind of say, hey, what's happening over there and see how things are going. Is can we talk about our higher self? Getting in touch with our higher self. Is that higher self part of these 11? Or is our higher self just be here? Can we communicate with ourselves?
Yep. Okay, another book. Let's see. This would be a tome. Let me give me a minute to pull it together. So the question is it necessary and worthwhile to communicate with our other aspects of ourself, and can we? Yes, to both questions. The higher self is the spiritual aspect of who we are, right? That's our center. And our personality is the human aspect of who we are. So in meditation, we can connect with these other 12. And as I was saying earlier, it's actually getting more and more important to do that because we need to remember how vast we are, and that this is not the only place that we are, because when we feel like it's the only place that we are, it feels very finite, and it feels very over when it's over, and that's not the truth. And so it's helpful to connect to all these other aspects. Yes. Is that good? Is that it?
but I said yes, obviously. So my question is, what is happening in Baltimore? I fled here from the lack of consciousness that I was, happened in the 80s. And I'm sitting here, it's like, oh my God, look who is in this room. I feel like I have found my people, and they are here. So it feels like something is shifting in the world. So, and particularly the Pikesville. Right? There's something happening in Pikesville. Why did you move me back? And what's happening in the world?
Okay.
Thank you.
So she just moved back here from California after 22 years, and she's wondering why, why her soul brought her back. Her personality didn't want to come, but her soul asked her to come, and so here she is. And she's noticing that things are changing here and asking what's going on in Baltimore, what's going on in Pikesville, what's happening. I mean, there was a lovely message about finding her family, and she's sitting here in this room. So what I see for you is that you, let me see how to put this into words. You grounded this aspect of awareness and light from the environment of California, and you have brought it with you, and I see this beautiful arc of light that has gone across the country as you're now anchoring it here, and we thank you. And you're a light worker, and so here we are, having to do our stuff. And what I feel is that there's something going on in Maryland. I've asked this question myself, so thank you. And we're creating this interesting line of light, almost like a barrier from Washington, D.C., that we're holding a lot of energy here because of the chaos that's happening in the Capitol, and that we're so close. Oh, and they're also showing me that Baltimore in itself, the city, you know, the city's, you know, it has tons of challenges. A lot of racial stuff going on, and poverty, and violence. And they're showing me that that's about to change. And when I say change, I don't mean like overnight, and I also don't mean that we won't feel the effects of that. But it's about to shift, and we've got to anchor in a lot of light around the space. We have to hold on so that... their words, not mine. It doesn't get blown out of the water. Okay. Again, we have to stay so in a place of knowing our safety during all of whatever's going to happen. Could be huge, could be small. Whatever's going to happen, we have to feel safe. We have to know we are. These groups are one of the ways that we know we are. We look around and we're like, yeah, okay, cool. It's here. There's light. Good. You know, but developing your own spiritual practice is the other way to do it. Connect to others who are in a spiritual practice, or find your own way to get into your own heart. But you staying anchored within yourself is also going to be, you know, the way. I don't know what time it is. Do you? One more question. Would you like to?
Why Maryland? Talked about the expansion of feminine energy now, and how important that is.
Yep.
And this is Mary's land. This is land.
He said, "This is Mary's land. This is the expansion of the feminine. Mary's land." Oh, he was making an observation of the feminine energy growing, and this is Mary's land, where we live, Maryland. Yes. I'm sorry, I know there was someone over here that had a question, but I think, yeah.
So, what I thought of not too long ago was, as women start to be given equal reign of our country, and making that reign, maybe just the generosity of giving their lives to take leadership and so on, I sense that we could put back on the warfare in our world because the women have given birth to us. And I think their sensitivity towards humanity is more of a natural than for the men who have been practicing fighting for the food, fighting for this for eons. And for women to participate at higher levels, I think we can start using words instead of arming.
Thank you. Thank you. Did everyone hear that? No. So he was saying that he had an observation that as more women take leadership roles in this country, that we should hopefully be moving away from wars, you know, and more into a place of being able to talk and converse rather than fight. So do I have time for one more, or you want me to stop? Okay, I'm going to go over here because she's had her hand up for a long time.
Well, yes. Just to add on to what you said about Maryland and women, Virginia, Virgin, Maryland, Washington, D.C. is in the center, you know, as the child. So it is a really sacred place in the country to live. But my question for you was, can you tell us anything about the other planets in our system and how the Earth Mother relates to them? Because you mentioned this is the toughest place to be, so I was wondering if we're getting any help from our system of planets.
Okay, so the question was if we're getting any help from other planets, considering that Earth is the hardest, you know, place to survive emotionally. This is what they're telling me. The planets in our solar system are brothers and sisters. Okay, they're our siblings. Each one of them has its own energy. You see, a planet is not a rock like we think it is, but a planet is actually a conglomerate of higher dimensional energies. The Earth is a ninth dimensional being. And so these other planets are also other dimensional, higher dimensional beings who are very, very much alive. Sometimes their life comes through the magnetics of the planet. The way the solar system is set up, you know, astrology is a very real thing in that all of the planets and their poles on us create change. This is very much on purpose. And the way things are, the way planets are aligning today are in ways that haven't happened in hundreds and hundreds of years. And so we're seeing these alignments that are like crazy and powerful and changing, you know, life-changing. So the system is in place, you know, the system is happening. Now, there are many extraterrestrial beings that are on board with this as well, who don't come from our solar system but come from other places. They watch and hang out and try to do some guidance, and so that the worst doesn't happen. And I have read many, many different channelings that say that the worst is not going to happen. I just want to put it out there. We're not going to see global economic ruin. We are not going to see global destruction. We are not going to see, you know, all of these horrible things that we've been told, like Armageddon and stuff like that. You know, World War III, actually, we are not going to see. Okay. So this is a good thing. So we can let that go. And more people worry about that, the more and more they find it in their own lives. So let us all let that go and not attract that into our own lives. Okay, back to your question. There are many beings from other planets and other dimensions that are very much on board with what we're going through and are assisting us. Absolutely, yeah. It's funny because, I know it's time to go because my voice is like, but I do a lot of work with extraterrestrial energies, and funny. It's time to go because the thought just went completely out of my mind. It's just gone. What did they say? Let me just try to regain this before I promise I'm going. And they're very beneficial. They're very benevolent. And they love us, and they really want to see us succeed. They really want to see us succeed. So thank you for the question. Okay, well, that's that then. All right, thank you. So we're taking a break, yes? And then we're coming back with Sophie. Okay, after the break, yay, Sophie, and then, oh my God, Patricia, this is going to be amazing. Thank you so much. Lovely, I'll be out there. Let's chat.